Blog Talk Radio.
From ESPN New York 98.7 FM. You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
And if I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good Doc.
You know, it's always the right time. You know, it's always the right time to praise and stop and thank, give praise to God. And the King says, always the right time to do the right thing. It's always the right time when you hear this music. Because it was a little 58 degrees out, 56 now. A little chilly here in the Big Apple, New York City. Use a little summer madness. And if I'm blessed to be, my beloved Fortaleza, nice, no humidity, and high 80s, low 90s, sweet summer madness. Maybe in Sao Paulo, where it's a little chilly. They think this is cold, 56, 58. Or summertime, high 80s, sweet summer madness. Cool in the gang. Giants win big. It's loose big. It's loose by little. Knicks in play. Kansas City Chiefs lose big. Baltimore Ravens lose big. We got to reevaluate certain situations. Cowboys don't play today. We got the Packers tonight. Houston Astros in the World Series again. Third time in the last 5 years. Five straight years. Played in the series to get to the World Series. More importantly, thank God, my beloved, dear friend, Dusty Baker. The World Series. I think we got Dusty, too, here. We'll play some of Dusty. I think we got Dusty here. We can play some energy. But always, in opening up, though, open up. Prayer. MX. Man. Doc Stanley, what's in there? Doc Talk Radio. Trust in God Radio Network. Always do. Open with Rooney. Ray. MX.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports In Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
God, I am just learning how to pray. Bear with me. First, I thank you for the life of everyone that's here with me. Then I thank you for the love you give me. Why? I don't know. I don't deserve it, and it hurts inside. Many a nights I cried and called your name out loud, but didn't call you when I was doing good, too proud. And still you gave me love. I wasn't used to that. Most of the people that gave me love ended up taking it back. That's something new to me. So I'm asking you for time to adjust. Let me make it there. I will be one you can trust. What I stand for, I put my life on. I do. I guess what I'm asking is, show me how to stand for you. And I will rap for you, sing for you, reach for you, preach for you, teach for you. I will love you like you love me, unconditionally. And I will always be prepared for whatever the mission will be. Give the nutrition to me, and I'll properly digest it. And when I give it back, I will show you word well invested. And whenever I go, before I go, let me give. Thanks to you, Lord, for my birth, for every day that I've lived. You gave me a love most of my life I didn't know was there. I give you my life because you cared. Amen.
Amen.
You're listening to Sports and Death on Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. The Doc Stanley in his pocket, where we rope the rumors, call side issues, and brand the truth. Trust in God.
And with that, I always like to open up with my favorite gospel song by Sam Cooke.
Oh, there was a woman in the Bible day. She had been sick so very long. But she heard my Jesus was passing by. So she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, what are you trying to do? She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. She cried, oh. She had no more to spare. The doctors, they done all they could, but their medicine would do no good. When she touched him, the Savior didn't see, but still he turned around and cried, somebody touch me. She said, it was I who just want to touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole right now. She stood there crying, oh, 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 and oh, 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 Lord, and oh, 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 said if I could just touch the hem of your garment, I know I'll be made whole right now.
A Rádio Pajeú é o mundo todo. Fala, Stanley, direto dos Estados Unidos.
Meu nome é Doc Stanley.
Meu nome é Doc Stanley.
E eu moro em Nova York.
Eu moro em Nova York.
Nos Estados Unidos.
Nos Estados Unidos.
E estou ouvindo Radio Web Pajeú.
Estou ouvindo a Rádio Web Pajeú.
Um abraço.
Um abraço.
Hugs. God bless you.
Deus abençoe você.
Eita, menino, quer dizer que agora é internacional, é?
Yes. Ué.
Doc Stanley, Sports Internet, Blog Talk Radio, my Trust and Grow Network. A couple of interviews here. Oh, I did. Closing out the World Series. Playoffs to get the World Series. Astros, 24 games to 2. Hey, the same way, 4 games to 2. Now this series went to 7, taking off Mets. Baker was in the World Series in 2002. Now here he is, 19 years later. Only the ninth man win a pennant in both the National League and the American League.
The Astros, one time, you know, they were originally a National League team, but then they were put into the American League. And Dusty has won a pennant with the San Francisco Giants and the Houston Astros. You want to call in and talk for us a while? We're going to be here till 8 o'clock, 646-200-0373, 646-200-0373, 646-200-0373. The collage, I put some pictures in there, and one of the things that I go down to my thing, I'm reading Elgin Baylor's book, Hagtime, and I wish I had read it sooner. I wish I could have met him before he passed. Elgin Baylor is the greatest forward ever played a game of basketball. And I'm looking at stats. Elgin Baylor had a season where he averaged 34.7 points a game and 19.8 rebounds a game. 35 points and 19 rebounds a game from the forward spot. And they're looking at all the other great forwards that played the game. Only Charles Barkley and Elvin Hayes averaged more than 10 rebounds. Hayes, 21 points, 11 rebounds. Charles Barkley, 22 points, 11 rebounds a game. Bird averaged 10 rebounds. Duncan, 10 rebounds. Karl Malone, 10 rebounds. Julius Irving, 8 rebounds. Rick Barry, 6 rebounds. I can't even put him in the conversation. I got to see what Billy Cunningham's numbers was. They announced the 75 greatest players of all time. I've always said Elgin Baylor is the greatest forward. His stats are unparalleled. The only other forward you can mention in the same breath with him with great super stats, Bob Pettit. And when they had the 35th anniversary of the first 35 years of the NBA, the two forwards were Elgin Baylor and Bob Pettit. In fact, in reading his book, it's just a fascinating read. Bob Short, the owner of the Minneapolis Lakers, which moved to become the L.A. Lakers, gave Elgin Baylor the highest pay for a rookie, and then he doubled his pay. And then they was contemplating selling Elgin Baylor to the St. Louis Hawks, which meant there had been a front line of Elgin Baylor, Cliff Hagin, and Bob Pettit. Man. But Baylor said, you know, he didn't want to be traded, and he didn't want to. St. Louis was a very racist area, and so many times, you know, going to the players, the black players complained about the racial slurs and the derogatory remarks constantly. They were subjected to hearing, yeah, and sent at them. Wow. But I just was stunned that the numbers that he, and I knew he had 19. And I remember asking, I said, damn, Mr. Baylor, one year you pulled down 19 rebounds a game. And you can't meet a more humbler guy. And he said, Russell and Chamberlain pulling down 20. Yeah, but Russell and Chamberlain were almost 7 feet tall. Yeah, Russell and Chamberlain were centers. His rookie year, I should have had the book in front of me, he averaged 34 points and 16 rebounds a game. The rookie year. One rookie of the year, honors. And next year, Will Chamberlain won rookie of the year, honors. When he made first-team All-NBA with Bill Russell, that was the first time two black players had ever made first-team All-NBA. Russell talked a great story. I was listening. Dr. Stanley Fortin, Blog Talk Radio, Trust in God Radio Network, and he said, you know, he won the MVP award the first time, but he made second-team All-NBA. Remarkable. The most valuable player in the league, second-team All-NBA. Wow. Just some of you know, Baylor, they loved the idea of moving to L.A. as opposed to Minneapolis. They got cheated out the NCAA final game against Kentucky. For years, I heard about people talking about everybody makes the playoffs in the ABA. You've seen the records of some of the teams making the playoffs in the NBA. I think one year the Lakers were 25 and 50 or 24. And, you know, I mean, they were hordes of teams making the playoffs with losing records. But you know, the derogatory remarks that were made toward the NBA, ABA, and I said, wow. Impressed by God, the constant, life's constant living, learning situation. We remember, too, my late, great now, it's a week now, my Aunt Lily passed away, 92 years old. Looking at the opening board, the Astros win, the Braves win. They're in the World Series this Tuesday. Happy 85th birthday yesterday to the greatest football player, the greatest athlete that ever come out of Brazil, and the greatest football player, Pelé. Thus, it goes back to the World Series. The Knicks break the record for 3 points made in the game, and they're off to their best start in a long time. Kyrie Irving still not with the Nets. They lost today, a close one, in their home opener. After winning, the Ravens and the Chiefs got beat up. And I remember seeing Friday or Saturday where the pick was Cincinnati and the over the under, they said, against the Ravens. They crushed the Ravens today. And Mahomes may be out for the rest of the season. We'll see for injury there. Like I said, the Nets lost to Michael Jordan's Hornets. And the great Elgin Bell. A couple of nicknames. Yeah, one nickname he had was Rabbit. And I'm just talking about, and what Freddie talked about, they called him TikTok. He had a little natural twitch, you know, and it went TikTok with the watch. Baylor talked about when he first landed in the airport going to Seattle College. And the guy in the airport, you know, came up to him and a whole bunch of watches. And Elgin said he brought one. And he said that watch, you know, the guy wanted $30, and Elgin gave him $20. And I think it was an Elgin watch, too. As it turned out, he said even up in the 80-some years, he still had that watch the entire life. I was upset that my uncle gave me my grandfather's watch. I inadvertently misplaced it, threw it away. Yeah. But grace whatever, Elgin Baylor. We thank God for Marion Boykin's dad coming home. He's been down in Virginia with him for a while. And we also remember my Aunt Lily. Thank God so much for a person like her in our lives. Dr. Andy Sportsnet, Blog Talk Radio, and Trust and Government Network. I had some play-by-play, some interviews from the end of the Houston game. What a great game. That game, man, let's see if I have that here. It was, and I remember the announcement. Sometimes, you know, guys really know what they're talking about, and it was a 3-1 count, and the analyst said, well, you know what, I wouldn't send the runner on this. It was Houston had a 2-0 lead, almost had a triple play. First Richard made a great play in stopping the ball, stepping on the bag, then tagging Correa, because now the force is off, and threw home and just missed. Getting the runner coming home, which gave Houston a 2-0 lead. At this time, the game is still 2-0. It's a runner on third and a runner on first and one out. And it's a 3-1 count now. And it goes to 3-2. And the analyst said, you know, I wouldn't send the runner because this guy's not a contact hitter. And it's 7th inning. And the runner goes. The batter strikes out. Bam! Double play. One of the most unique double plays. I mean, you're figuring first and third, one man out. Okay, maybe you can get the ground ball double play. Third to second to first. Short to second. First, second to short. Even first to second. And it really turned the game around. Pivotal. Kyle Tucker hit a 3-run homer in the 8th inning. And it was off to the races. Astros. It'll be their third time in the World Series in the last 5 years, and five straight years they vied to get into the World Series. They're the only team in postseason to score 37, maybe 38 runs in the postseason with two outs. I mean, they really validate, hey, man, you got one more out. You know, you got one more strike. They've done it. Two-way. Yeah, great second baseman. I think he's the best second baseman. Has the most postseason home runs by infielder. I don't buy. You don't count the playoffs with the World Series. The World Series should be a certain category by itself, and you shouldn't be counting the home runs that Reggie Jackson and Mickey Mantle hit in the World Series as the same with the home runs these guys hit in the playoffs. The playoffs are the playoffs. The World Series is the World Series. I think they got to get that straightened out in baseball. As they also have to get basketball, have to get it straightened out in the sense of adding ABA players' records to their NBA careers. Yeah. Dr. Andy Sports Net, Blog Talk Radio, and Trust and Government Network. Looking for maybe NFL to join us. What's happy birthday to Pelé. Yesterday, 81 years old, greatest football player, greatest athlete to come out of Brazil. Brazil declared him a national reserve. National treasure. So therefore, he could not ever play for any other team. He wasn't allowed, and everybody wanted him, but wasn't allowed to play with any other team. I'm pretty sure they kind of took care of him to a certain degree, but national treasure that could not be allowed to play any other team outside of Brazil. Santos took them to great heights. Only player to win 3 World Cups, and he was in 4 of them. And they almost won 4 in a row. And they won 2 back-to-back, as well as winning one, then he got hurt. And most goals scored in football history. The youngest man to score a goal in World Cup play. 81 yesterday. He just came off of an operation. And he declined. He said, you know, he's getting close to the goal. Means he's going home. I think people have to understand, the late, great Hugh Pot, one of the great police officers that I worked with, always said, you know, I see his face now. He said, you know, Mel, this is not home now. You know that. And, Pelé, I'm blessed by God to get a chance to meet him, get some autograph stuff around the house from him. But the only superstar that counts is God and the Son, Jesus. And you're just blessed when you can meet special people. Pelé's always been a religious guy, as Ali. Being religious don't mean you're righteous, and being righteous don't mean you're religious. A little more music for you as we do our Sunday show. And here it is.
Trust in God. Oh, look up.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
And if I may say that the Sports in Depth Nation is here. The Sports in Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
So, I played this before.
Hello, stranger.
Sure.
It seems so good to see you back again. Tell me, how long has it been? Seems like a mighty long time. Shubap, shubap, money. It seems like a mighty long time.
The show. Spoken new of the pandemic, the world was amazing. You wind up having a trip coming to New York. I mean, that's rare. I mean, Monica, Evo, and Guillermo, we became friends as me studying Portuguese online with Monica and then going to Fortaleza. They lived there. We became friends. They say, you know, we're family. And the same thing with Rosie in the sense of I met Rosie online learning Portuguese, she English, and then she would listen to the show to enhance her English. And she wound up coming to New York. I mean, it was just, you know, because so many Brazilians really want to come so much to New York. And we stayed in correspondence after, but now I've really got to find somebody to catch up with her again. I've emailed her and different things. Maybe she's moved on, you know, to a different city and bigger and better things. Marvin Gaye has this to say before we go on our way on this, another blessed Sunday. And yesterday, Pelé's birthday.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time.
When the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow, no.
Bells won't be ringing.
No, bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
Save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow. Oh,
oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
such
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live. Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
You see, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Did you join us, Ed?
Hello.
Okay, who we got here? 917-397-8462? 8420.
Is this Slimmy Slimmy?
Hey, what's up, Slim Slicky Slick? Slicky Slick, what's up, baby?
I've seen you.
Glad to hear. Oh,
what's
man.
What's going on?
Hey, hold on here. Glad you're joining the show. Don't leave.
No, no, I'm not leaving.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Some troubles here. Hold on.
I'm back now.
I'm
still here. You're the lover of my soul. The captain of the
You there?
Go slick. To that Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network, and hey,
this is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Slicky Slick, wait, how you been, baby?
I'm good. How are you, brother?
Yeah, you just had a you?
I'm sorry?
Didn't you have a birthday back in August?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
thank
you.
Yes.
A birthday. You know, we're about ready to close out this particular show. Hold on, though. Maybe we can catch you a few minutes before we go. Don't leave. Just go. Leave just now. Dr. Danny's posted at Blog Talk Radio on the Trust and Guard Network. Wow, a great surprise. One of the great, man, bringing back memories of angels. And so often, every time I pass that way, I think about you, and I think about how I'd come and you say, where are you going? I say, you know what? Hey. You handle the menu. You said, let me handle it. And it was handled. My goodness. Doc Stanley is sponsored at Block Talk Radio, Trusted Government Network. For anybody move, we're going to play our closing theme and talk a minute to hopefully get some time with Slicky Slick here. We've been having some problems here with our control board. I don't know why. Should have more than enough time with it, but I guess we didn't. But, hey, let's do this as we always have, playing a little bit of my favorite Earth, Wind, and Fire song. It's white. Peppers. I just need to say, the wood is. Getting ready to roll. 973-229-6921. Who's joining us now?
Good evening, Doc.
Who's that?
It's your Jersey boy.
Oh, hey, from across the water. Hey, now, okay.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah. Been a while. Been looking for you.
yeah. We was doing some things here. I got Slicky Slick here. We're having some. Hopefully, we work with 229. Now, okay. Once again, Slick. What brings you on, Slicky Slick?
Well, I got a blast from the Facebook. So I got to call the doc.
We're going to run today. I got you guys' numbers. We're going to come back because we're going to talk some more World Series stuff and everything. So, okay. In fact, let me see something here. You know what? Yeah, I hate to do that because we're going to close it out, but maybe we could come back. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute because I don't want to go. We're having some problems up there. Well, actually, they had the time frame to close up because they thought they was going to. Well, they were looking. They didn't want to interrupt that Knicks game. Knicks are playing. Yeah. They're still hot, broke the record for most three-pointers in a game. They have their best start in years. Nets lost a close game today without Kyrie Irving, which is going to be the situation. Kevin Durant, who is the only forward, when you mentioned the great forwards, who's averaged 27 points. He doesn't have as many rebounds as Elgin Baylor, but Elgin Baylor still, to me, is head and shoulders the greatest forward ever played the game. 27 points, 13 rebounds a game for real. We're not talking about the 30 points and 19 rebounds he had one season, or the 34 points and 16 rebounds he had as a rookie. But, you know, what do we know? But, gentlemen, we're going to run today. I got your numbers. We'll probably come back here tomorrow before we talk World Series. Slicky Slick, I got you, man. It's so good to hear you. Georgia, we were doing some things here. Also want to send out, again, birthday wishes to Pelé yesterday, who turned 81. As you know, I'll be going to the South and saluting my late Aunt Numi. My Aunt Lily, who passed away last week at 92. We take our hats off once again to the Astros and Dusty Baker. Dusty now one of only 9 managers to win the pennant in both leagues. Astros, only team that scored 37 runs in the postseason with 2 outs. And also 5 years in a row they've been in the run to get to the World Series. It'll be their 3rd time in the last 5 years in the World Series. And the way they hit, they got the batting champion on their team, the highest batting average in baseball right now. Like their chances, without question, they have the greatest manager of all time. Gentlemen, I'm going to call you back tomorrow. Slicky Slick, I'll get back to you personally. Cross the water. Quick thoughts before we go.
Yeah. I mean, well, I don't know if you saw the Jets game today, but, oh, boy, that was bad. And even mild-mannered Robert Slade, the coach, he held nothing back today. I mean, that loss was just absolutely pathetic.
Jets are horrible. Jets are horrible football team. You're going to lose, lose. I'm done with the Jets. Jets were my team. Jets were the only team me and my dad agreed on because I don't believe because you're from New York, you got to root for New York. But I love Joe Namath. Right. You know, my team was Jim Brown and the Browns, and it was the Packers with Bart Starr and Hornung and Willie Wood and Herb Alley, a great quarterback I know what I talks about. But, yeah, I don't think because you're – I'm through with the Jets because of the way they treated Herm Gilliam, the way they treated the disrespectful way they did Tim Tebow, and the asinine way they did Teddy Bridgewater. Bridgewater should have been the starting quarterback. Let him know on the bus that he's been traded and he has to walk back to the combine. You never should have got rid of Herm Gilliam. You did Todd Bowles wrong, but the despicable way they did. And me and Joe Klecko talked about Tebow coming. We said, man, we got a guy coming here who won a division, a guy who took his team to the playoffs, and a guy who beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Not to mention the kind of personality, the Christianity. And what do? They put him in the shotgun. He got no problem with that. But then with 3 games left, after telling us, running that yang-yang, that Mark Sanchez is the best chance to win, we got 3 games left, and now you're going to jump over Tebow, the second-string quarterback, right, and let the third-string guy come in? So I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, you insulted me here. If you thought the third string was that good, why didn't you bring him in sooner? And if you say Tebow can't do the job, he's got 3 games to show that you're right. No, I lost a lot of respect for the Jet organization, a lot of respect for Rex Ryan, and I lost my love for the team that I love. But I don't feel bad. Emerson Boos is not there. Snell's not there. Joe Namath's not there. Roy Buehring's not there. They're not the same team. Okay? The greatest thing about them now is their PR department. But the Jets, if they never win another game, along with the Giants. I mean, we're in the 21st century, just like the Yankees. The Giants, not looking at a black head coach. Now looking at a black head coach. You had a black GM, all he did was get you Odell Beckham and win the Super Bowl his first year. He's gone. You know, to where are the black offensive stars? So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I don't have a football team in New York. Okay? If they both teams lose every game, it wouldn't matter to me, you know. So the Jets losing big, that's no big deal, you know. Shocked that they got beat that bad by New England, but they're horrible football teams. And they now.
But they are.
And more, they're not class act organizations, you know. They're not class act organizations. The Yankees and the Mets in the 21st century is not even looking at a black man to be your manager. And there's a great line that my friend NFL said out in Sporting News, or Newsweek, that's the cover. They said they told the Mets, say, you know what? If the Astros will keep Dusty Baker, what about him coming here? I mean, what about thinking about Dusty all along? I mean, I'm looking at their front office. They're not thinking of a black guy to be a GM either. They're going here, they're going there. As often as things change in America, they stay the same. And we're talking about
how about
situation
Willie Randolph
with
as the manager for the Yanks?
Huh? Yeah, I mean,
how about Willie
about
Randolph
that?
as manager for the Yanks?
Hey, I tell you why. Me and Willie talked about 2 months ago. Willie went there for a coaching job. They told Willie they were going in another direction. Here's the guy who was voted the best second baseman in the history of the Yankees. Here's the guy who never made a season play. Here's the guy who was the first black GM And not Derek Jeter, the first black captain, but it was a little slight because they made him the co-captain with a pitcher, with Willie Randolph, class act in baseball. You know, mm-hmm. But how do you tell him that you don't have nothing for him in the organization? This guy was part of your great years. Mm-hmm. You know,
how do you sign Aaron Boone over him?
Yeah. Well, look, the Yankees was next to the last team to get a black player. You know, so, you know, the history with that. And I heard when they got one, Casey Stengel said, when they got me one, I couldn't run. Another racial slight. But like I said, with Jerry Reese gone, I wouldn't care if the Giants never won another football game. I mean, wondering, where are the jobs for the great Giant players? Martin, Banks, Carson, LT, where are the jobs at? You know, and somebody said some years ago that was great. They said, you know, when a black athlete retires, he's X. You know, he's gone. I mean, how did Aaron Boone get the manager job over Willie Randolph? Black and white. How did Aaron Boone get the batting coach of the Boston Red Sox is a lifetime 217 hitter. Are you serious? The guy's a lifetime 217 hitter. I think he hit 17 home runs his whole career, or 10. He's the batting coach, like Dusty Baker said, because you know, they talk about where the black managers, but when guys get high, they bring their guy. The guy's a lifetime 217 hitter, gentlemen. 217 is a lifetime batting average. What can he teach about hitting? He don't know nothing about hitting, but, you know, that's guys bringing their guys. But, I mean, what can you say? What can you say? Like I said, the Jets were my team, but disenchanted with them. I love my PR people over there, Megan and Vic and Jared Winkley, but as far as I'm concerned, you know, they're done. I wouldn't kill these guys. They're not worse than other organizations, but they're the ones that were here, the one we could focus on. I mean, where are the black GMs? You know, where's the black third base coach? Where's the black batting champion? You know, then they got rid of Chili Davis. So, I mean, it's all been changed. It remains the same. You know, where are the black head coaches at in football? I mean, look what happened out there with the guy out with the Raiders. You know what I mean? And how long has this been going? In fact, let me see if I have time for this because my phone's been active. Let's see if we can run this piece, which was startling. And then again, it's not when you look at the mindset of sports. When they had this situation, let's go to this now. This is about the suit that was implemented last week against the NFL. Let me see if I got it right. Have I got it here? Hold on.
Black poets have made to the zeitgeist and showed appreciation for black authors.
I'm wrong. Hold on. Let's see. I thought I had it here, but I was stunned when I heard it.
As part of $1 billion concussion claim deal being filed in federal court.
Okay, I didn't get the total tally of that.
Wait, 10:16.
Okay. I thought I had it. It was, I mean, again, it's sad. You know, they were giving two different tests, you know, for the black athletes and for the white athletes testing against that lawsuit that they had. Let me see. I thought I had it back-to-back for you. Dr. Andy Sports in that block, you got me rolling, gentlemen. So, you know, it's just sad and touching that we have these kind of things that continue to happen.
Guys, it's all time leading goal.
Oh, no. That was my man, Roger B. Okay, I had it in front of me, and I didn't play it, but I don't have it in front of me.
My poets have made to the back, guys, and so...
All righty.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Gentlemen, my apologies, and I had it right in front of me before, but it was about that incident, too, and I meant to play that, too. Dr. Andy, SportsNet, Blog Talk Radio, Trust God Radio Network, Jets lose big, Giants win big, Knicks are playing now, don't update on that, and we also have the fact that Kyrie Irving is not playing with the Nets, and Nets just lost their home opener against Michael Jordan's Charlotte Hornets. Slicky Slick, closing thoughts.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you, I'm watching the Knick game, and I hate Dolan, but I got to tell you something. First time I seen something on the Knicks. First time I seen the players with smiles on their face. Think about it. When's the last time you seen them running up and down the court with smiles on their face?
Well, winning does that. Winning does that. Winning can score a whole lot of L's.
Doc, they only hit two games so far. That's no reason to smile. They're smiling because they're having a good time. They're playing. They're playing B-ball
the
way it should be played.
There's two wins. I mean, I think last year this time they was 0-2. It's better to be 2-0 than 0-2. It's a long season, but, you know, winning breeds that. They broke the record for most three-pointers in a game. They won a big overtime game. I mean, it's short-lived. You know, it used to be these guys who make a sack in the first 2 minutes of the game, and they're jumping up like they just made the final sack in the Super Bowl.
Right.
And even in baseball now, these guys, you know, everybody is screaming and shouting. It's just in the old days, you know, when you struck the guy out, you walked off the field. That's what you're trying to do. These guys are screaming, they're yelling, they're shouting. The players today are bigger and stronger. They're not as good fundamentally. They're not as good sound-wise, knowing how to play the game. And those who do know how to play the game, they stand out. I'm just not a big fan of today's players across the board. And like I said, it's just, yeah, I mean, the Knicks.
But you know, all the champions.
Them, you know, being,
all the guys
the Knicks,
that are playing good ball.
A great black, huh?
All the guys that are playing good ball, don't matter what sport, they're all having fun.
They all have fun with the kind of money they're making. You know, I'm looking at pitchers today. Yeah, okay, you got a $135 million contract for 4 years. You pitch once a week for half an hour. That's a great job.
That's a great job.
You know, yeah, I mean, I'm looking at Scherzer. Okay, where they're talking about, you know, he couldn't pitch because of his arm problem. Are you serious? Gene Mock said he saw Sandy Koufax warm up on the sidelines to 131 pitches. 131 warm-up pitches. He didn't work there, okay, and no hit the Phillies. Juan Marichal, him and Juan Spahn did 16 innings. 16 innings they both pitched. And then remember, they threw the eight warm-up pitches between every inning. Marichal told me I threw 245 pitches that game. 245 pitches that game. Not to mention, we got to do what? Another 100 pitches, right? Because he threw eight pitches in the warm up, so 10 innings. That's another 80 pitches. Then another. It damn near threw over 300 pitches. Now the guys today are just not. I mean, they're not as good.
No.
They're getting paid great money, but they're not as good. I mean, like I'm saying,
and they think they're going to last. And what is the idea behind it? That they're going to last longer?
That's the point. Your point, here's this. And my man, the more Tommy John surgery now with the guys being babies from the little league than you had back in the day. How can you have an arm problem? You pitch once a week, you pitch a half an hour depending on the pitch count, and you got arm problems?
Yep.
As they would say in Spanish, choches. Slicky, what's the score on that Nick game?
I think it's 59-56, I think, 54.
Yes.
Knicks
are up.
Okay.
Knicks are up.
I'm just so upset. I thought I had that quote from the lawsuit last week. Man, I had it right here before, and then
Gruden actually did go through with the lawsuit, huh?
What's that?
Gruden went through with the lawsuit, huh?
No. It's a situation. Yeah, it's a $1 billion concussion claim.
Oh, concussions. Okay, it's different. Okay.
No, okay. And I know it. And this should be, I should have it right here in front of me. Republican Councilman Joe Borelli said. Let's see. I thought I had it here. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Let's go through the whole thing here from the beginning.
As part of $1 billion concussion claim deal being filed in federal court.
Now, here's the whole scoop from the beginning for you.
Race-based brain testing involved a huge injury settlement. More from correspondent Tom Foti. The National Football League has paid out hundreds of millions of dollars for brain injuries suffered by players over decades. But tests for those injuries have involved so-called race norming, or adjustments for race, a practice that might have kept hundreds of black players from badly needed award payments. The NFL will stop the race-adjusted tests as part of a $1 billion concussion claim deal being filed in federal court.
Another first for diversity in the ranks of the FDNY firefighters.
Wow. You know, so they're going to stop the test. What about the guys that are getting it? That reminds me of Juneteenth. 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, they finally went down to Texas and told them the slavery was over. 2 years. Imagine how many people were still enslaved for 2 years. Imagine how many people were killed. Imagine how many people, you know, died. Yeah. 2 years later, it took them, and the story was that the people in Texas said, yeah, we know, but hell with it, you know, until somebody comes down there and tell us, you know, we're not going to stop.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just sad and touching, you know, when you have these kind of things constantly happening. You know, as often as things change, it remains the same. I remember at the Black History Month situation with the legendary Larry Hardesty, a good friend of yours, Sue Slicky, and one of the guys, I said, are things any different? And the guy said, no, they just changed now. It's different, you know, and different in the sense of instead of telling you I'm not going to take your resume, I'm taking your resume, I'm just not going to consider it. So, you know, what's the difference? 2 and 2 is 4, and 3 plus 1 is 4. Gentlemen, we got to run. We're going to get together again. I'm looking to it. Well, I got your numbers. We're going to do another show. I wanted to do something here. I just wanted to really highlight Hang Time, the book by the great Elgin Baylor. It's just a remarkable play. I mean, 34-16 his first year as a rookie, a 36-19 rebound season, lifetime 27 points, 13 rebounds, rookie of the year. He told an interesting story, too, that they were going to trade him to the St. Louis Hawks for $200,000. At that time, that would have been the same amount of a franchise.
Yep.
Yeah.
Elgin Baylor. You know, so many other stories that he – the great Jerry West – and that's the first time I ever heard the term point guard used in that day. West came on to the team and finally got into the starting lineup. Baylor was drafted into the military. They made him a medic. I found out, too, that I had found out about Joe Lewis, when he went into the military, they told him they would have made him a commissioned officer. But he refused. Same thing with Elvis Presley. He told Elvis, look, you know, you can stay stateside, you do some concerts and stuff. Elvis said, no. I want to do like the regular guys. You know, hats off to both of them. But Elvis could have taken the easy way out, and Joe could have been commissioned. Yeah. I don't know who he's thinking about. But two of the great stars of all time, Joe Lewis and Bob, a lot of old timers, they feel the three greatest after their time. Joe Lewis is heavyweight champ, Sugar Ray Robinson is welterweight champ, and Joseph Paul DiMaggio. Got a chance to meet DiMaggio and Joe Lewis. Mr. DiMaggio befriended me. Befriended me through the Art Russ Jr. Art Russ, Art Russ said he used to call me to do it, like the way I dress. At a fight in Atlantic City. And I sit next to legendary Bert Sugar, and I get up to go do something. When I come back, there's somebody sitting in my seat. So who's sitting in my seat? It was Joe DiMaggio.
Wow.
Hey, Mr. DiMaggio, how you feeling? He gave me an autograph on my jacket. He said it was a good one, too. Just a great, great player. People forget, you know, he fought a lot, too. Held out some years and stuff like that. He missed 3 years. I found out he was in the Air Force. Like, it was 3 years. You know, if Joe DiMaggio don't miss those 3 years in the Air Force, he hits 400 home runs. He hits higher than 325. Ted Williams missed 5 years in the military. Willie Mays, 2 years in the military. I always thought that was asinine. The military could find a better way. Why guys prime from their sport? Okay, if you owe me 36 months, let's work it out. So now I'm keeping you 2 years. I keep you 4 or 5 years. So now imagine if they kept Willie Mays like that. That you'd have had the 54 MVP, the 54 world champion. Same thing with Joe D. You know, you had the batting edges. You know, and Ted Williams, you know, Ted Williams along with Jerry Coleman, the great second baseman for the Yankees, they both were pilots, and they both at one time, Jerry Coleman landed the plate upside down. Upside down. That's how good of a pilot he was. And the same thing with, they said Ted Williams told the Empire one time, and I think this plate is a little off. And they finally measured it, and it was an inch off. It was an inch off. You know? And it was Ted Williams inducted into the Hall of Fame, who said, until the Negro League players in the Hall of Fame is not complete. And the Boston Red Sox, had they not
selfish and racist situations. They could have had Pee Wee Reese at second at shortstop, Jackie Robinson at second base, and Willie Mays in center field. Now imagine those three guys with Ted Williams. Yankees wouldn't bet down. Gentlemen, it's great to talk to you. Give you a call. Doc Sandy's posting at Blog Talk Radio on Trust and Guard Network. Thank you for being with us here. We say happy birthday to Pelé, who turned 81 yesterday. And
wow.
The greatest football player in the history of that sport. No question. And the greatest athlete to come out of Brazil. Last time I saw him, we shook hands. Great athlete, great person. Larry Hardesty. Come on, Larry. We got to go, baby.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding. But I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night. And we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
Nice.
A Rádio Pajeú é o mundo todo. Fala, Stanley, direto dos Estados Unidos.
Meu nome é Doc Stanley.
Meu nome é Doc Stanley.
E eu moro em Nova York.
Eu moro em Nova York.
Nos Estados Unidos.
Nos Estados Unidos.
E estou ouvindo Radio Web Pajeú.
Estou ouvindo a Rádio Web Pajeú.
Um abraço.
Um abraço.
Hugs. God bless you.
Deus abençoe você.
Eita, menino.
ID, Elgin Baylor. Astros, hey, Dios abesio, feliz aniversario. Sports in Depth, Dr. Emily Melvin, Doc Stanley Sr. Sports Spice is in-depth, informative, educational, historical look at the world of sports on this his renowned and legendary award-winning radio show. Sports in Depth, that versus report for a perspective, bringing in-depth look and perspective not only on the sports of our time, but with the players and performers of the said event. Both now and yesterday. Sports in Depth, a.k.a. SID, also brings us of the unique strategy of sports from an intellectual perspective, not just athletics, because that it takes God-given talent, it's God-blessed mind, filled with passion, determination, intellect, with competing and accomplishing too. In-depth knowledge and diverse intellect, Doc and Posse, sports in-depth is true world in-depth. We say Feliz Aniversario, happy birthday to the immortal legendary Pelé. He turned 81 yesterday. Hosti, siamo sempre, all and Brazil's greatest athlete, forever. Thanks for joining us once again. We always rope and lasso the rumors, hawks out of issues, and brand new truth. Made your point. Made mine. Now whom is the sharpest? There are those who think things are only right when they think it is. Expect to look for the good and best in people, but be prepared for the worst also. Be shocked at. Sometimes you don't see things because you are so busy looking for other things, nothing else. I don't mean you are religious. And being religious don't mean you're all righteous. Doc Stanley's words of wisdom and truth. Doc Stanley, sponsor the Blog Talk Radio, the Trusted Guard Network. Thanks for our man coming across the water. And Slicky Slick, back with us. In my heart. Hey, God bless you all. Trust in God. Doc Stanley, sponsor the Blog Talk Radio, Trust in God Red Network. Sports in Depth, Blog Talk Radio.